This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. Today I'm continuing on my burden-bearing series based on Galatians 6. Last time I talked about the organizational parts of burden-bearing. What sorts of issues or burdens are your responsibility, and what sorts of burdens are the team's responsibility? I will be talking today about the burden-bearing of taking care of yourself. Now, this implies that there is a bit of our daily living and our working that is our responsibility, and I think that's right on. I'm assuming that, and that relates to the backpack part of talking. So I want to talk about what is in our backpack and what should be in our backpack, and then in terms of our self-needs and what sorts of things are our own burdens. In terms of taking care of myself, just what is in my backpack? Well, if you'll bear with me figuratively and metaphorically, as I take my backpack off and put it next to me, I'm going to reach in and pull out some things. The first thing I pull out are my eating utensils. I think I have a responsibility to take care of myself in meeting my basic needs. I think that means that I have to be prepared to eat well and eat right and eat regularly and eat in a way that facilitates that in others. If I'm in a family unit or whatever, and I decide that I'm not going to care about family times or meal times, I think that's going to be really hard on the family. I was talking to my daughter the other day, and we were trying to figure out why we get along as well as we do. Wow, other people should have this problem, right? I was interested in what she said because I have some ideas about what I think has been important as we have been growing up. I want to add that she's 20, and she's moving off on her own, and I'm extremely proud of her. But the one thing that she said made a difference in our family was having dinner together. Now, I never would have thought that, but it made tremendous sense to her that we often would have dinner together. We'd have our time, we'd eat together, and we'd share the cooking and cleaning responsibilities most of the time, and we would enjoy ourselves. We had a lot of laughter around the table, and so it was very interesting to me and pointed out the importance of eating right and eating well being in my backpack and being my responsibility. The next thing I pull out of my backpack is my alarm clock. What is it about an alarm clock here? Well, an alarm clock symbolizes to me the whole idea of sleeping and obviously waking up. In my backpack is the responsibility of taking care to make sure that I get enough sleep. If I let my work and all that take over and don't do the kinds of things that I'm supposed to do, then I'm going to be very much in trouble. I'm not going to do many things well because I'm not sleeping well. So sleeping well is an important burden for me to bear. The next thing I pull out is a scale. Well, not a weight scale, although that's related to eating, and my scale would be overflowing with abundance, if you know what I mean. But the kind of scale that is the symbol of justice and the law, the scale that puts things in balance. And that balance is a whole issue that's very important. And again, I think it's partly my responsibility. I need to keep my life and work in balance. I need to be relentless about looking at this. What am I doing? How am I managing my time? Is there some way that I need to be more effective and efficient? I think also if I'm in a family, I have to help my family members, particularly my spouse, try and balance as well. In my family, my wife is a school teacher, and it seems that she works three times harder than I do sometimes, or most of the time. Some of the things she's responsible for, she simply can't let slide. She can't decide that she's not going to do the grades for the report cards tomorrow, for example. Parents won't want to hear that she was tired. There are some things she can't change, but there are other things that she can work through and balance, and sometimes I try and help her with that. I will admit to you that sometimes it's real hard to achieve balance in her work and to have good communication because I know that she doesn't want to work as hard as she does sometimes, but she has to. And if I'm coming across as very insensitive, that's not going to go over very well. Looking for balance is an important part of my backpack. Then there's the whole next thing that has to do with exercises. My jogging shoes are in there, and I take them out and I look at them, and unfortunately my jogging shoes are in very good shape. You would have to look hard to see much wear on them. That's a bad reflection of me and an indication that I need to do more in this whole arena. But this isn't all about me. We need to talk about the simple fact that exercise is important and it needs to be in our backpacks. That's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to find out places and activities that we can do that fit into the cultural context around us. Okay, that's great. That's enough in our backpack for right now. We need to look at the other side. What do we need in terms of help for ourselves? I think three things come up for me. First, for me, I need help from my teammates in managing my loneliness. Now, sometimes I feel like I'm the kind of person that can work pretty well by myself. But then as I look at how I behave when I'm not thinking about it, I have a balance of being by myself and being with people. Indeed, if I were to describe some of the better times I've had in my life, they are most often when I am around people, or they are with people when I can be away and be creative and then come back and share. I think some of you are probably like that. You need to balance with loneliness, and I need people to help carry my burden of loneliness. I need people to check up on me. I need people to see how I'm doing. I need people to be just there to listen. The second issue of my burdens has to do with situational anxiety. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. Some of it's political, some of it's emotional, some of it is specific to your or my location, and some of it is quite generalized and regional and hemispherical or whatever. But there's a lot of potential for situational anxiety. Some of you have had some difficult experiences even doing simple things like going out to run errands, and you've had some real problems with that, and that has made you more anxious about doing some of the more normal things. It's really too bad when anxiety starts messing around with normal life, and we're going to talk more about that later. But I need help in managing my situational anxiety. I need someone to come along and tell me that it's okay, someone to tell me how I can be safe, to encourage me, and maybe even do some stuff with me on that. The third thing I need help in my burden bearing is with the whole idea of working together. Well, that sounds kind of obvious if you've been listening. I know that. But what I mean by that is that I need to know that my work is best when it is in a combination of being creative by myself, working within a team doing an activity, and getting the help and guidance and support and feedback from other people. When I decide that I don't need that, then I really get in trouble. I get in trouble by not being able to keep an understanding of the situation. I get in trouble by overemphasizing one thing over the other. I guess what I'm trying to say is in this whole issue of taking care of myself and burden bearing, I need to make sure that I connect with other people. Now, how is that being a burden to somebody? Well, it's probably not, but some of us see that we don't really want to have much interaction with people. Some of us say, if I could just work on these projects, I'd be fine. And in some work contexts, particular in engineering or software design or something like that, I think it's pretty realistic and reasonable. However, most of the jobs that most of you are doing out there are not those kinds of jobs. They're relational jobs, trying to achieve objectives that are involved with people. So when you think about it, you have to do this. You're going to have to be there with other people. Now, if you're the kind of person that's saying, this doesn't make any sense to me, hang in there. We'll keep working on the topic, and I hope it will make sense to you. Evaluate how you're doing in these areas. Take some notes after you're done listening to this if you can. Look at what's in your own backpack. Look at what you've been allowing people to help you with. Ask yourself if that's enough. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.